Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Is there a difference between financial security and financial freedom? First of all, this is a great question. I'm so excited that we got this question from you and we are answering it. I want to give you a couple, two, three different answers for this. The simplest answer is there a difference between financial security and financial freedom? The simple answer is yes. A slightly longer answer is financial security is about money. Financial freedom, surprise, surprise, is about time. Okay, that's a slightly longer answer. Now let's dig deeper into it. What is financial security? Financial security is your feeling that, wow, I'm in control of money, right? I'm not feeling very anxious that I don't have enough or I will not have enough. So you're feeling pretty secure. Why are you feeling so secure? It's a combination of many, many things. Maybe you have worked hard, you got a job, you're making more money than you ever did. You're probably like me from a family. I'm from South Indian middle class where you make as much money as you can, spend as little as you can, and save as much as you can. As your savings grows, I was programmed to think in my mind that, oh, I am secure, right? So a part of it could be just your cultural background. So you've been programmed to think that if A, B, and C happens, you're fine. Now, you may be fine, may not be fine. Because there was a time when people would take up a job and they would work in that same job all their life, 30, 40 years. You all know who I'm talking about, your grandfather, your great uncle, your maybe even your uncle, who went into one of these large corporations and they retired and they got a gold watch. Yeah, gold watch, as if you can eat it for the rest of your life. But that was it. And they got, hello. They even were on pension for the rest of their lives. My grandfather, believe it or not, retired, got on to pension, and he received pension for more years, I think 40 years or so. He had worked in the job for 35, 36, 37 years, but he got pension for longer than he had worked in that job. I know, it's insane. The maths doesn't work out. No wonder they shut down all the pensions. So stop dreaming. You don't have any pension anymore, nor do I. Which means what? You and I have to manage our own finances. So financial security is just the feeling that you have. I'm making $100,000 a year. After all the expenses, I'm saving $20,000 every year. And I can see that nest egg building up in my savings account. I'm financially secure. Even more, yeah, you're in a hot area, your wife works in a hot area, and you both are saving now, between the two of you, $50,000 a year. Well, we were even more secure, right? So you both are very excited, and some of the investments you've made through your 401k plan have done well. You both are in demanding jobs, your bosses are happy with you, they're talking about promotion. So all of these adds itself up into a high level of financial security. So it's a feeling, it's a collective feeling that you have about the money you're making, the money you're saving largely, and your nest egg is growing, and there is security in your jobs, there is demand for your professions, blah, 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 blah. What is financial freedom, on the other hand? How is it different? Financial freedom is, first of all, not about money, it's about time. It looks like some people are wired differently. I was wired for financial security, but the day one that I went into work, I looked at the cubicle and said, 9 to 5 till 65 ain't happening for me, buddy. And I came back home. I had worked hard for 6 months after graduation or about around my graduation time to find this job. And the day one that I go into the job, I'm depressed. I come home. My wife is surprised because I was culturally wired for financial security, but my brain seemed to have been wired differently for financial freedom. I said, I don't want to be beholden to a job or another person or another company for the rest of my life. So I needed control over time. So financial freedom means how quickly every week, every day, every month can you make the money that you need to make to live the rest of your time? Do you really need 40, 50 hours of your prime time? Because time is equal to your life. The 8 hours, 9 hours a day that you're spending in your cubicle in downtown Chicago, right? 100 South Wacker Drive, in my case. So Wacker and Monroe. So you're there and you're spending your time on the 9th floor in a small cubicle. You can see Sears Tower then, Willis Tower later. I don't know what it's called today. You can almost lean over and touch it, but you can never get out and visit it, right? And it's a beautiful day outside and you can only see it on your windows on your computer. That's the only windows you can open. So for me, financial freedom meant I do not need to sacrifice my life 8, 9, 10 hours every single day. And those 1.5 hours commute from Schaumburg or later on from Naperville all the way to downtown to go to my office and to finally get seated and start the clock, start working, because only the clock in to clock out was my 8 hours. The remaining 1.5 to come in, 1.5 to go back, 3 hours through rush hour, 5 days a week, 15 hours was my time. Can you believe that? But that was also dedicated. I would have not invested those 15 hours a week towards my job if I did not have to go to work. That was wasted time. Of course, there are smart ways of inverting that, which I eventually did. So I built up my knowledge. I would listen to audios. I would read books during the commute so that I built up and compounded my knowledge that I needed to build my expert skills so that I could build cash flow generating assets or invest into them until that income was greater than my job income, when I could finally walk away from my job, right? So that's the key.
Hey, are you in your 20s looking for the breakthrough in your career or finances or a side hustle, but unsure of the starting point? If so, we have good news for you. For a limited time only, we're offering a free one-on-one 30-minute call with our mentor to discuss your dreams, goals, and ambitions, and discover a way to begin your success journey. Book your free call now at http://bit.do/bookmymentor.
Now, remember, that took me 16 years because it took me 6 years to get to the nirvana. I was moaning and groaning, trying to figure out, tried one approach which failed. I burned my hand, lost $25,000. And then finally figured out, oh my God, I need a mentor. My wife and I were fortunate enough to find mentors and get into a mentorship program and realized we had to build habits first outside of our jobs, then skills, and then get the results in building business assets that generated cash flow. It was a process. When I tried to, you know, just leapfrog over all of those directly into getting results, I got burnt. Okay. So that, my friends, building cash flow generating assets so that your cash flow is greater than your job income, is the secret to financial freedom. So financial freedom is about time. Can you create your income without giving up your time? If so, then go ahead and do that. But you might need to go through the process that I did. You might have to build certain habits, certain skills to get certain results, to build certain types of business assets that generate cash flow, and then take that money and your savings from your job and invest that into assets that generate even more cash flow and use your compounding formula over and over again. And that's why it took us a few years, even after finding, in our case, a private mentorship program, even after finding that, it took us 5 years to replace my wife's income through cash flow generating assets, another 5 years to replace mine, total of 10 years. Okay. And when our asset-based income or your non-time-based income, whatever you want to call it, which I'm just calling it loosely as cash flow, is greater than your time-based income, you're mentally, financially free. Sure, that happened for us in 2003, but I did not hate my job. I stayed on till 2007 when we could finally walk away from our jobs. Okay. Hope that makes sense. As always, our audios are meant to help you think. You need to stop, pause, ask yourself questions. Hope you are taking notes. Hope you learned some concepts here. Hope you got motivated enough to read some books and develop some habits, right? So that's the key. And after all of that, I could not, as motivated as I was, I could not stay on tracks. In case some of you are wondering, Why do you need a mentor? Why do you need running buddies? What is this mastermind all about that Napoleon Hill talks about? Well, accountability is a major, major key factor in keeping us on track. And I needed accountability to keep me on track. My motivation alone was not enough, right? So hope you're taking notes. Hope you're figuring out why some elements are needed to keep you on track outside of your job. That's what I was doing. I had a day job, and in the evenings and weekends, I was converting my time to do something productive, and I had to do that consistently to build the compounding effect, right? So take those notes down, figure out what you need to do for yourself. Do you need financial security or do you need financial freedom? First, determine that. Second, figure out how to get there. Okay, hope that helps. As always, if you have questions, send them to us. We would love to go through your questions, pick the ones that are most commonly occurring, and actually answer them on our podcast episodes right here on the Mentorship Program. Send your questions to info@thementorshipprogram.co. Okay, we look forward to hearing from you. As always, head over to iTunes and Google Play and rate us 5 stars. And share these with your friends that might find it useful. Thank you. See you soon.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.